I'd like to get an idea from you relative to the changing American family and those who have said that they would transform America, ultimately going after elements within the family. I'd like you to lay down, if you could, some key markers of what is a solid family. What makes for an intact and strong family unit from a biblical perspective, and if you want to put in there, an historical American experience perspective? What are those markers that are committed, are part of the way we have been, that those who want to transform must change if they're going to fundamentally transform society in America? Could you do that, please?
Yeah, and I'll try to be quick with that, because, I mean, we could spend days literally talking about that. A lot of us have done that. But, you know, what we know is from not only a biblical and historical perspective, but even from a statistical perspective, looking at what does the research say, what does it support in terms of precepts and concepts, what we find is that, you know, certainly biblically, the family is identified as the basic unit for society, for ministry, for life. We look historically at the United States. David Barton and I, you know, did this a couple of years ago, wrote a book looking at that, and really discovered that what made America great initially was a strong partnership between three different entities, church, government, and family. And together they carried out God's plans and commands, and that's what gave us the historic momentum that we needed. And then, of course, as you look on, okay, but what is family all about, really? Well, it has to do with marriage, which would be a male and a female becoming one. You would have children, which are seen as a blessing and a gift from God, and they're a top priority for their parents. You look at sexuality, and the Bible is very clear in stating that it's both for procreation and for pleasure, but it's to be between a married man and woman. You look at other forms of sexual behavior that are physically possible, but again, the Bible refers to those as a perversion. We look at life itself as a sacred gift, a blessing, but also a sacred gift given to us from God, which therefore suggests that abortion is an inappropriate behavior. And, of course, the Bible also talks about divorce as being something that in most cases is forbidden. It certainly breaks our commitment and our promise to God and to our spouse, to our family, to our community. You put all of those things together and you begin to build that understanding of what constitutes a strong and capable family. And as I suggest, the research that's been done over the years supports that what is often called a traditional view of marriage. The man and the woman being married and having children, raising them in the fear, love, and obedience of God, and that when that happens, those people have more successful lives, they have more fulfilling lives, and they add greater value to society.
Well, George, I mean, you did a great job. I know you can spend days, and we've all been a part of that, but you've really boiled that down very nicely here. Church, government, family, working according to God's order. All those things, marriage, children, human sexuality, all of that kind of things tied into it.